So it turns out having a big email list isn't a golden ticket to Moolah Town, but these four things will help you get there.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And if you are listening to this in real time, oh my goodness, y'all, August is almost over. Tomorrow is September, and I want to make sure that we make the last quarter-ish of your year absolutely fantastic. So we have 4 months to really go at it and hit your goals hard and smarter. So today we are going to kick it off because I have a funny feeling that maybe one of your goals is to boost your revenue by the end of the year. So here are four really practical tips for making money with your email list, because a lot of people, they try to tell you like, oh, grow your email list, and as soon as you get 1,000 subscribers, you'll be making all this money every single month. And they just kind of make you think like this arbitrary number you can, you know, pay your electric bill or it's some golden ticket to Moolahville. And that is not the case. So here are four ways that you can actually make money from nurturing your email list. So number one is really the foundation of all marketing, of crafting offers, of actually being able to know where to spend your time. And that is with your email list, you can actually get a peek inside of your subscribers' lives, and you'll be actually able to tell who you are really attracting. So maybe you're thinking, oh, I'm attracting people that are, you know, 2 years into their business and they have A, B, and C set up, but you kind of put out some beginner content and realize your list is just going crazy. So the reason why maybe your advanced coaching isn't flying off the digi-shelf is because you are attracting people who just aren't on that stage yet. They just don't understand that they have a problem. Maybe they don't have the resources yet. So you want to be able to set up your product suite in a way that actually helps you build customers. And we're going to be talking a lot about that phrase, build customers. I got that from Rye Schwartz, and he's another copywriter. I absolutely loved it. So we are going to be using that as always and credit your sources. So here's some ways that you can really understand your subscribers and also really pick out the ones who are more likely to buy. So on the back end of your email service provider, I, of course, use ActiveCampaign. Start your free trial, y'all. KateDoster.com/AC. And what I do is anytime someone clicks on a link or signs up for a certain freebie or honestly opens a set of emails that I know all relates to a particular product, I mark them and have them, in my case, not only tag them with potential customers, but put them on a certain list. Now, this is really key because I know if someone has read all of my stuff dealing with webinars and I have a webinar course coming out or is going to be my membership community, well, I know that that segment of email subscribers, I should send a couple extra emails to. And you don't have to see anything creepy like, oh, I see you clicked on my guide for webinars, but it's just reaching out. So I do this a lot of times when I am doing a promotion or flash sale, or if my high-level one-on-one coaching opens up, where I will track who actually clicked on the link to get to the sales page. And then if they haven't bought, I will send them an additional email that I won't actually send to all of my list. Because here's the thing, guys, people can tell you all day long to their blue in their face, but you can't honestly believe people, but you can believe their actions. So another way that you can set this up in ActiveCampaign or ConvertKit, I'm not quite sure about MailChimp, but MailerLite, I think you should be able to do this too, is have what is known as a one sentence survey. So if you go and head over to katedoster.com/join, where you can get access to the free membership level of the Vault community, in that email, before I actually send you over to the Vault, I have you click, are you brand spanking new blogger? You know, are you just not making money? Is your list just not growing? Like, do you need help with everything? And once you do that, not only does it send you to the section of the Vault that I think that you want to see, but it also puts you in a certain sequence. That's a set of automatic emails to really help you along that journey. Now, I know if you're just starting out or your list is really small, having four is ridiculous, but you could probably just have two where you just sort of diagnosing if someone is a beginner or if they're more advanced. So it could be something simple as this, like in your welcome series somewhere, it doesn't have to be email number one, it can be like two or three, where you're like, hey, so have you been trying to get more energy naturally for a while, or are you just starting to dip your toe into it? Click here because I want to send you a free mini class. And the mini class can just be like a video that you have that's really juicy that was on YouTube that you put in on to your website. So see how this works. It's not a lot of extra work. Don't make all these big elaborate categories. Don't go over like the four or the five like you might have heard with Ryan Levesque with the ASK method, and we'll diagnose that in a later episode. But just start really with trying to diagnose people that are at like sub-zero versus people that are a bit more advanced, because you'll find that when you can talk to people at the level that they are at, you will be able to instantly make more money because you are offering them solutions to the immediate problems that they have. So that is like super key, guys. Rewind and listen to that over and over again, but really understand where your audience is at and picking out those people who are most likely to buy based on their actions, link clickings, openings, that sort of thing. Number two, and this one isn't like an immediate in your PayPal account, but it will definitely, definitely help. And that is use your autoresponder, so your emails that go out automatically, to collect testimonials and case studies. And these aren't just if you have a course. Obviously, if you have a course, you want to set up an autoresponder that as soon as someone joins a course, they get put on a special buyer's list. And then 30 days after that, or 15, or however it is, you send them and ask them, like, you know, was this helpful? Did this work out? But you can also do this in your autoresponder. And I say that this is really important if you're setting up your welcome series. Go ahead and listen to episode number 12, I think it is, of Inbox Besties, where we go over that. So you just want to make sure that you're stating, like, you know, have you been enjoying this content? How long have you been on the list? You know, has this helped you, you know, blank, blank, and blanked? Ask them for the testimonial and let them know. If they're not good with the words, don't worry. You can always polish it up and send it back to them for their approval. So really wicked short there. But testimonials, guys, having those on your website, especially on your sales pages, like, I cannot stress this enough, that is what truly sells without selling. So if you can get them, especially if this is a paid product, to address a common concern or objection that people might have had about the course or about their abilities in general, sell with testimonials. And we're going to have a whole nother episode about that, but just keep that in mind, ask for those testimonials. Now, the third one, guys, is going to be a bit painful. And you know that all that is like, you've got to spend money to make money. Well, this one's actually, in order to make money, you're going to save money. And that is by deleting your inactive subscribers. Now, I know that that is a shot to the gut. And a lot of people, especially, take their email subscriber number as like this vanity matrix. Like, if I have a higher number of people on my email list, I feel better about myself. But you need to actually start taking a look at your analytics, so your stats. If you have 1,000 people on your email list, but consistently only like 100 people are opening, well, really only got an email list of 100. So instead of going ahead and deleting those other 900 people, which I know would give you a major heart attack and just send you diving into Ben and Jerry's, because I've been there too, what I want you to do is do a little list CPRing, if you will. And that is, send a series of like 3 messages to people who haven't opened your stuff in 6 months. So I only do this like annually. You can have this set automatically, but like I do it like twice a year. And it's just to ask people, like, are you still interested in this? Are you getting these? Because open rates in particular, especially with mobile and Android devices, are off. So people might be reading your stuff, but it might not be registering in your email service provider. So your MailChimp, your ActiveCampaigns, ConvertKit, I know, has a lot of issues, especially Infusionsoft has one with tracking opens. So this is when you would send people like, hey, you know, hit black and say yes if you've been reading this. You know, maybe you offer them some freebies. And if you are a member of the Relentless Overachievers, that is my mastermind / membership community. It's currently in super beta as of the release of this. You guys actually have access to my list 911 series, which talks about, one, how to revitalize a dead list, and then also how to re-engage people that are just ignoring you. So if you've been ghosted by your subscribers, you guys will have access to that in your membership area. I'm so excited, on the 1st of September. It's one of my favorite series. Now, if you are not in on the Relentless Overachievers, well, guys, I can let you in. And I will actually put a link in the show notes. Like I said, we're in super beta. So this is a link actually just to a PayPal button. And what the Relentless Overachievers are is we have weekly and monthly coaching. You go and tell me your goals, and basically I stalk you and make sure that you get them done in a group public setting. We have master classes. We have group coaching where everyone sort of gets together and just talks and masterminds. We have exclusive content, downloads. We're getting in some guest experts in the next coming months. So it's not actually like officially launching to the world until October, but I'm going to get you guys like a sneak peek of what is going inside. And I would actually, if you've been looking to work with me or another coach, you're lacking that accountability and you're just like, I don't know if this is good enough. Like really that procrastination bug is sort of rearing its ugly head. But when you dive down, it's not really procrastination. It's more of like your taste, because you started your business because of your good taste and because there's so much crap out there. And so you realize that your stuff is sort of crappy and so it gets up in your head. Then you definitely want to get in on the Relentless Overachievers, because you'll be able to get feedback from me. Again, I was a former copywriter. I've been doing this business thing for a while. So go ahead, guys. And there's going to be a special link in the show notes. So hit the cover art so that way you can get in at the special super ultra beta price. So I love it. If you guys are listening to this afterwards, that link will still work as well. But we've been around for a while, so you won't get as much Kate attention now, which is why I would get in, because the cost is like a third of what I think it's going to finally end up at, to be honest with you. So guys, number four. So just to recap real quick, we talked about number one, using it to almost sort of stalk your customers and even backtrack your buyers. So you want to understand the type of people that you're attracting to your list based on what people are clicking on and opening, and really pick out those people who are most likely to buy those products. So if someone has, you know, downloaded all of your freebies about blogging, well, then you know that is a prime candidate if you decide to come up with a blogging course or ebook. Number two was to ask for testimonials, whether this is after someone signs up for anything of yours that's paid, whether it is coaching, whether it is an ebook, a mini course, a mastermind, like the Relentless Overachiever, something of that nature. And then, of course, number three was to delete those inactive subscribers, you know, to send them a simple series. You know, don't just send one email and then delete everyone. Like, it's a little bit of a process, so keep that in mind. And number four, guys, and this is definitely probably the one that you were thinking of, and that is set up a funnel. Dun, dun, dun. So that is the F word of all F words, and I positively hate it. I can't lie to you. And all the month of September, guys, it is actually going to be funnel month. So what a funnel is really just a customer journey. It is taking someone from a complete rando to a happy, thriving, paying customer. That is all that it is. And you might actually have funnels in place now and you don't even realize it. So for example, maybe when you create a blog post, the second that you do is you go and pin it on Pinterest and you put it on group boards. Well, that's actually a traffic funnel, because you are purposely going to Pinterest. You are making these great graphics. It's pointing someone to your blog. Funnel. Maybe you are a brick and mortar business and you decide to take on an ad on placemats and Chinese restaurants. If they still do that, that is a funnel. It is getting in front of people who don't know you and making them into a customer. Now, there's a lot more intricacies involved. And yes, of course, there can be email funnels, but honestly, guys, there are like a gajillion. And by a gajillion, I mean like probably 8 or 9 that you would use in this online business space if you or, you know, kind of like an expert, not to toot your own horn, but more of like a personal brand, an author, a writer, a speaker, a blogger, that type of personality that we are actually going to kind of be covering and really breaking apart the pieces of this funnel. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button, because that's what we're going to be talking about all about September. And the first one is really honestly like why your subscribers will be thanking you for having an email, for having a funnel. Like, seriously, people love funnels. And I know it can seem so horrible. You're like, oh, it's just like taxing and it seems so complicated. And I just see people's dollar signs and like flushing them down these things. No, guys, having a well thought out journey that really shows people that you care and understand them is just worth so unbelievably much and just gives you fans for life. So that is all we're going to talk about for funnels today. But yes, we are going to talk about all of the major parts, why it's so good, definitely some mistakes, things that could be sabotaging you, and so much more for the month of September, guys. So that is it for today. We're going to recap real quick before signing off, and that is 4 practical ways to make money with your list. 1, really gain insights and understand, you know, what people are doing. And it also helps you to pick out buyers. That's done with tagging, with segmenting, all of which you can do ridiculously easy with ActiveCampaign. There's a link in the show notes to start your credit card free trial, y'all. ActiveCampaign's the best. 2, ask for testimonials. Whether this is for any of your paid stuff, you're going to have it automatically come up. This is like your biz on autopilot type of stuff, y'all, where you just go ahead, set it up, ask for testimonials. For people on your list, set it up for after 30 days. They've been through a welcome sequence. I'm sure they've gotten a couple newsletters from you. Ask them, like, what do you think? 3, delete those old subscribers, y'all. Just take the shot to the gut and do it. And then 4 is, of course, setting up a customer-focused funnel, y'all. And we're going to help you with that all next month here on Inbox Besties Podcast. And as always, y'all, this is Kate Doster, katedoster.com. And if you have not unlocked your free membership level to the vault, head on over to katedoster.com/join for access to over 20 scripts, trainings, all this funness to help you start, grow, and nurture the wallets out of your email list. And of course, you know, start your business off right as well. And guys, again, if you want to be in the super ultra mega beta version of the Relentless Overachievers, go ahead and click the very special link that is in the show notes. It will redirect you to a PayPal button for the monthly fee. I will get a notification on my end. I'll add you to that, to my email service provider, so that way you can get everything that you are entitled to. And you can cancel at any time, of course, guys. I should make this up. And you, of course, have a great rest of the day. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.